This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. Supreme Court is hearing arguments Monday on whether the U.S. government can invoke protection of state secrets to withhold information about its surveillance of Muslims at mosques in California. The dispute began a decade ago when three Muslim men filed suit against the Federal Bureau of Investigation, alleging the top U.S. law enforcement agency deployed a confidential informant who claimed to be a convert to Islam to spy on them based solely on their religious identity. The U.S. Constitution guarantees freedom of the practice of one's religion. But the government is claiming in this case that it can refuse to disclose information about its surveillance under authority granted it by the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, as well as its use of the state secrets privilege defense. That defense allows the government to block the release of information that it considers to be a risk to national security. In Afghanistan, the Taliban appointed 44 of its members to key roles, including provincial governors and police chiefs, on Sunday. It was a key step in shoring up its governance as the country grapples with growing security and economic problems. It's the first large-scale round of appointments announced since the cabinet was formed in September. The Taliban released the list of its members' new roles, including the governor of Kabul and the city's police chief. The previous commander in charge of Kabul's security was killed this month in an attack on Afghanistan's largest military hospital in downtown Kabul. The Taliban took over the country August 15th, but have faced an uphill battle in their promise to restore order and security. This is VOA News. Nicaraguans voted Sunday in the presidential elections denounced by U.S. President Joe Biden as a sham. Long-term leader Daniel Ortega derided his opponents, most of them in jail or exile, as terrorists. Polling stations closed at 6 p.m. local time after 11 hours of voting under the watchful eye of 30,000 police and soldiers maintaining what rights groups describe as a climate of fear. With seven would-be presidential challengers detained since June, 75-year-old Ortega is assured a fourth consecutive five-year term, his fifth term overall, with his wife and Vice President Rosario Murillo. Ortega faced five presidential contenders, but all are considered to be aligned with his regime and not seen as true competitors. The political opposition says many eligible voters abstained from casting a ballot Sunday, while the Ortega regime claimed there was a high turnout. Results are expected within hours. Palestinians on Sunday criticized Israel for rejecting the promised reopening of the U.S. consulate in Jerusalem, a move that would restore Washington's main diplomatic mission for the Palestinians in the contested city. Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett said late Saturday that there was no room in Jerusalem for another American mission. The Trump administration closed the U.S. consulate for Palestinians in Jerusalem. That was an office that for years served as a de facto embassy. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has pledged to reopen the consulate. Israel says that move would challenge its sovereignty over the city. But proponents of the move say the reopening could help mend U.S. ties with the Palestinians. In a statement, the Palestinian Foreign Ministry said it views the reopening of the consulate as part of the international community's commitments to ending Israel's decades-long occupation of territories that the Palestinians seek for their future state. The head of Libya's National Unity Government plans to run for president next month, according to a senior official. That would be an apparent breach of a pledge to remain neutral when he took office in March under a UN-backed peace process. He has become popular with big public spending programs after years of civil war and could be a frontrunner to win office as Libya's first directly elected head of state since Muammar Gaddafi was overthrown a decade ago. But his decision could also add to political disputes over the election, which have overshadowed the peace process. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.